This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Was it early morning yesterday?
Look at Chuckin. Look at Judge Chuckin with the EPA trying to control our money. Judge Chang trying to control the money of the USA. Judge Reyes, look what she did to Pete Hegseth. She made personal attacks in court about Pete Hegseth, and she's trying to control military readiness. You can't do this. And then, of course, Boasberg trying to control our foreign policy. These judges are out of control. We are going to fight back, and we are going to win.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, great to have you back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark.
I'm certain you heard Pam Bondi's comments there. Maybe you saw him live. What's your take on this? I mean, these judges, I heard that 62% of all injunctions filed against presidents the last 100 years have happened against Donald Trump.
Yeah, she is right that we have, frankly, a lot of rogue federal judges out of control. On the other hand, the president actually has defeated many of these. I mean, the latest defeat for the left was just last week. A three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit U.S. Appeals reversed a lower court ruling out of Maryland by a very liberal judge saying, DEI? No, you can't get rid of DEI at federal agencies. And the Court of Appeals said, no, the president has that power. But, yeah, we've got bad cases, including the one involving those Venezuelan gang members who are designated as a terrorist group. There's actually going to be arguments today in Washington, D.C., in the Court of Appeals, because the Pam Bondi filed an emergency appeal with the Court of Appeals, asking them to stay or basically suspend the judge's decision in the case. So we'll have to see what happens in that one.
Yeah, good. So I thought on that particular case, they should have turned the plane around, flown it back to whatever city that judge lives in, and driven those characters over there and dropped them off the judge's house.
Yeah, well, that would have been an appropriate remedy, probably for that case. But look, we have all these other ones too. You know, they mentioned the decision by Judge Reyes, who basically said, "I am the expert on military readiness, and I'm telling you that you have to allow men who like to wear dresses, you know, into the armed forces." What wasn't mentioned was she also issued a ruling on Corporal Klinger and said that he wasn't crazy and therefore could not get out of the Army.
I'm sure that might have gone over Kim's head.
I'm wrapping my brain around.
He was a character. Klinger was a character
about
on MASH that dressed as a woman, hoping they would send him home, and they didn't.
Right.
So
that's earlier than my time, when that was really popular.
That was about the Vietnam or Korea area, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Hey, Hans. What are the odds you think that these conservative lawmakers are actually able to impeach any of these federal judges? Because would you need the 60 votes from the Senate?
Well, you would need 60 votes to find them guilty. All you need to impeach them in the House Look, what the House does is kind of like a grand jury. All they need is a majority vote to say we are impeaching this judge. If the House does that, then it goes over to the Senate. The Senate is then supposed to hold a trial, and yeah, then it takes 60 votes, which with these Democrats is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, but it's still meaningful to have the symbol of it, right? Like Mayorkas and other situations like that, where it still, you know, says something when you can say we went through the process of impeachment, right?
Well, yeah, that's why Mayorkas was impeached, even though Chuck Schumer then refused to do anything about mm-hmm. it. Look, one of the issues in this case we were just talking about with the Venezuelan members of the drug gang is I'm not even sure why Judge Boasberg is still on the case. Because, remember, information has come out that his daughter is involved with a nonprofit advocacy group that works to help illegal aliens, which is what all these Venezuelans were. So, frankly, under the rules that apply to judges, the ethics rules, he should have removed himself because that gives the appearance of bias, and that's the standard under which a judge should remove themselves.
I heard quickly here, Hans, I heard Mike Johnson say that as somebody who used to go defend a lot of these cases in front of some of these judges, he knew the ones that were had a liberal bent. Some of them even admitted it to him. They didn't care what the Constitution said. This is what you're doing in my courtroom. And he said he immediately then just appealed their decision and usually beat them on appeal. But is there more the Supreme Court can do, or do you think they will do, to try to rein these people in?
The Chief Justice has been, frankly, recalcitrant in his duty.
Yes.
He should have stepped in. Most of these judges are issuing temporary restraining orders, injunctions, when they're not meeting the legal standard for doing that. And it's up to the Chief Justice to get the Supreme Court to step in and stop this. He had a chance 2 weeks ago in a case involving USAID. He refused to do it.
That's sad. That's disturbing. It really is. Hans, listen, we always appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Great Clinger reference this morning, too, by the way. I love that. You'll have to look that up. You have to Google Clinger.
Corporal Clinger.
Corporal Clinger. Yes.
New to me.
I've seen him in so many memes over this issue of cross-dressing in the military over the years. It's just, you had to watch MASH to really enjoy it, I guess. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business this morning with our friend Nicole Murray. In other news coming up as well at about 6:45. Stay tuned.